So you went into the craft school. What was the craft school like at that time? Because it must have only just sort of come into existence at that time.
Yes, I think I was one of the second intake. Lovely new machines and everything was all spick and span. But there was, as well as the practical side, we did have an apprentice school where I remember we went up and had lectures. I can't remember exactly how many lectures a week it was, but so we had practical and theoretical and the practical side of the apprenticeship.
So what would the practical work have involved then? Would it have been bench work, machine work?
Yes, fitting and machine, centre lathe, miller. It's so long ago, I can't remember. But I still remember the smell of the suds now.
What did they smell like?
It's a characteristic clinical smell. Almost like you've got in a dentist in years gone by. You don't notice it so much in hospitals today, but it was a very, very clinical smell.
And that was just the lubricant that they were using?
Yes. Suds. Yeah.
Can you remember any of the other sights and sounds and smells of the apprentice school and the craft school?
It was quite a strict regime. I remember Ken Court. He was the apprentice supervisor then, and he was very strict, but very informative. Yes, we had. I learned a lot. I learned a lot in there.
Can you remember the kind of things that he taught you, the kind of phrases that he would say, the kind of things that he would do to sort of help instruct his apprentices?
What, in the craft school itself? No, that seems a bit vague to me. I certainly, when I got out into the shops, I certainly learned a bit more then.
So how long did you spend in the craft school then before you went onto the shop floor?
Nine months, and then I went into the pattern shop from there for 6 months, and then from the pattern shop I went into the down to Barron's in the Bristol Road, into the foundry down there. Wonderful for another 6 months. I did enjoy that, and then back to the pattern shop to finish off my training there.